are 19 free ways to immediately feel more grown up? Because feeling like an adult isn't something that happens the day you reach a certain age or net worth. It's something that happens the day you decide your own life is already worth taking care of.
This is Having People Over, my 30-day series all about hosting, gathering, and building community at any budget to celebrate my upcoming book, Having People Over.
Number one is set calendar reminders for other people's important moments. One of the best ways to build friendship and therefore community is to be the kind of person who remembers other people's big stuff, but realistically, that's kind of hard to do. So if your friend is starting a big new job on Monday, put it on your calendar. Number two is create a Sunday reset ritual. It can be anything you want. For me, I like to clean my apartment and end the day by lighting a fresh candle, but make it whatever you want. Number three is start running errands with friends. Having a friend join you for regular day-to-day life activities is one of the best ways to build that friendship, make the errands more pleasant, and add quality time together without adding to your social calendar. Number four, embrace the fact that not being good at something at first is always the cost of learning something new. We think being an adult is about avoiding looking silly, but it's actually about being okay with looking silly. Number five is get and use a goddamn library card. Even if it was just about books, that would be reason enough, but it's so much more than books. Number six is have dedicated spaces for things in your apartment, even if it's just a drawer. You would be shocked at the amount of mental load it takes away just by being able to find shit you're looking for in your own home. Number seven is set aside days that are just about gathering inspiration. Take a journal or a sketch pad, go to free museum days, go to art galleries, go people watch in a cafe or a park, soak up inspiration intentionally. Number eight is set reminders to call people in your family who love you, miss you, and want to talk to you. Number nine is take care of the clothes you already have. That means reading tags and following instructions. That means sorting your darks and lights. That means air drying things. Don't let fast fashion gaslight you. One piece of clothing you take care of is worth 10 that you don't. Number 10 is curate signature flourishes in your style, your color palettes, your aesthetics. That goes for both your home and your wardrobe. But on that note, number 11 is start swapping in secondhand items everywhere you can. Generally speaking, secondhand will always be better quality, more beautiful, and more original than anything you can buy new, and often for a fraction of the price. Number 12, set your regular bills to auto pay whenever possible. It's one less thing to think about. Number 13 is teach something. We always tend to undervalue the things that we ourselves are good at, but chances are someone else could benefit from your skills. Number 14, schedule life admin days that include all of the tasks that you have been putting off and find a way to reward yourself at the end of it. Number 15 is learn at least 3 signature recipes that you can make at any time and start improvising on. Number 16 is pare down your wardrobe to just your A-list stuff. This seems counterintuitive, but actually the fewer items you have, the easier you will find it to get dressed in the morning. Number 17 is use a good voice-to-text app. You'd be surprised at how much more you can accomplish when you don't have to constantly write everything down. Number 18 is figure out where all your important documents are, put them in one place, and scan them to have a digital version as well. Lastly, number 19 is to say and to receive I love you more in non-romantic